Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Washington wrestles with the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act, Representative Claudia Tenney, the Republican from New York, tells Fox News the Democrats' plan is better for lawyers than Americans that need the policing the most.
We actually need better policing in many cases, but we also need the police to do the job that they're tasked to do as law enforcement. And often when you have bureaucrats and government officials and legislators like in Congress trying to interfere with the ability of police to do their job,
the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act of 2021 is a civil rights and police reform bill. President Biden pledges to cut U.S. greenhouse gas emissions in half by 2030 at a virtual summit he hosted with 40-plus world leaders Thursday. But Representative Kathy McMorris Rogers, the Republican from Washington and the top Republican on the House Energy and Commerce Committee, said the United States is already leading the world in reducing emissions. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
An Oregon woman has died after receiving the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau has the details.
The Oregon Health Authority said in a statement it learned about the death on Tuesday, just 2 days after the CDC was notified about the case from the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. Federal authorities stopped administering the one-shot vaccine April 13th after six women reported clotting issues. Health officials said the unnamed woman in her 50s died just a week after receiving the J&J shot prior to the pause. Meanwhile, in Texas, health officials announced that another woman had been hospitalized with symptoms similar to blood clotting that materialized following receiving the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
Don't want to wear a mask on New York beaches this summer? Get your COVID-19 vaccine. Mayor Bill de Blasio said Thursday New Yorkers may be able to stop wearing masks outdoors by June, and other cumbersome restrictions may also be lifted so long as more people get their vaccine shots. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Russia's defense minister on Thursday ordered troops back to their permanent bases following massive drills in Crimea. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau reports.
They say their checks near the border with Ukraine have been fully achieved. Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu said the military had until May 1st to return from military exercises. President Biden raised the concerns about the tensions escalating with military buildup on a call with Russian President Vladimir Putin last week. Meanwhile, fears of a potential threat of Russian invasion created a national unity in Ukraine and strengthened Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's position. Zelensky tweeted, "The reduction of troops on our border proportionately reduces the tension." He said, "Ukraine seeks peace, and they're grateful to international partners for their support."
The United States and NATO alliance has said that the Russian buildup near Ukraine was the largest since 2014. In another huge first, machines made by humans made oxygen on Mars. NASA's Perseverance Mars rover has successfully used its MOXIE instrument and generated oxygen from the thin carbon dioxide-dominated atmosphere in Mars for the first time ever. Converting the Martian atmosphere in order to generate oxygen may actually help astronauts explore the red planet someday. The ability for MOXIe to generate oxygen from the Martian atmosphere will make a path to create and store oxygen on Mars. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Okay, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going
on. Hey, we're back with you 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome back. John Marriott joins us now. We're going to talk about his new book, The Anatomy of Deconversion, Keys to a Lifelong Faith in a Culture Abandoning Christianity. What we're seeing in the landscape, particularly here in the United States. Interesting what's happening in other parts of the world right now, because you could argue that there's clear evidence of revival taking place in most areas around the world, except here in the United States. Maybe causes you to scratch your head for just a moment and just asking, you know, what is going on? We see atheism on the rise here in America. So what, if anything, can be done to prevent this trend? John Marriott, the spotlight's on you. We're hoping you have the answers here that we can get back on the right track and live a fully free life that Jesus gave us.
Well, Bill, thanks for having me on this morning, Bill. I really appreciate it. And, yeah, that's quite the task to try and right the ship of Western civilization as it sort of leans towards becoming a more secular state as time goes by. So I'm happy to play my part in that, and I'm glad to be on with you this morning.
Yeah, let's do this together. John is the director of the Biola University Centers for Intercultural Studies, located in Switzerland, Thailand, and Los Angeles. So he's ranking up all kinds of travel miles. Certainly, for me, being a Southern California boy, John, very familiar with Biola, very dear friends who are graduates of Biola, so don't hold it against me, okay? great people, I'll tell you, because of them, individually and collectively, they really, you know, solidified the faith of a lost Catholic and brought me back home. So I'm eternally grateful to three guys, three graduates from Biola in particular that, you know, came from, you know, a long-standing family of missionaries. So I was greatly blessed. You know, God orchestrated this in such a way and brought me into their orbit. And because of them, you know, I've not been the same, so I'm eternally grateful. I will give him a shout out for that, okay?
Oh, that's great to hear.
Yeah. So a lot of good things come out of Biola, okay? So getting to your book, The Deconversion, The Anatomy of Deconversion, you know, why did you write this book? I mean, I kind of sense that, you know, and I say this with some authors that, you know, God talks to you at 3 o'clock in the morning. I don't know what it is about God at 3 o'clock in the morning. I don't know if that's the same with you, but for me, it's 3 o'clock. And it doesn't matter if I'm on the East Coast or it's still 3 o'clock. You know, I go, oh, you're such a kidder. but to me, you know, in this book, I sense it's like one of those 3 o'clock in the morning conversations you're having with God. And you say, OK, I got to put this to paper and we got to make this known. Is that kind of what happened a little bit?
Well, for me, it happened in front of a computer. I was online one day looking up someone who had made an impact in my life, who had really a great Christian testimony. He was an internationally known athlete, world champion, world record holder, Olympic gold medalist, and just a really strong Christian. Probably one of the most well-known believers in all of the UK. And I had met him at a time in my life when I was really struggling myself athletically. We happened to do the same event, and I happened to bump into him at a track meet, and I felt as though God had providentially arranged the events of the universe for me to bump into this, my hero.
Yes.
And so,
had you known him before then, John, or this is just total chance that,
it was just total chance. We were at Florida State. He was, in the United States training, in the winter, and I was there for a track meet, and he just happened to be, in the weight room that day.
Oh, wow.
And I was shocked to see him. I went up and shared my story with him, told him how I was feeling really a lot of pressure being a scholarship athlete, not being able to live up to the expectations. And since we did the same event and we were both believers, would he spend a couple minutes maybe watching me? And he said, well, you know, I'll get my coach to watch you, but why don't we go out for lunch? And so we went out for lunch, and he shared with me his story about how he had actually missed an Olympics because he felt as though he didn't want to compete on a Sunday, much like Eric Little.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And a couple of years later, you know, he had become the greatest athlete in his event of all time. And we talked about faith, and he told me he wanted to go to a major U.S. seminary when he was done his training and was competing, and told me about, you know, his walk with the Lord. We picked his wife up from a Bible study, and we went out for lunch.
Mm.
And then several years after I knew he had finished, he had retired, I looked him up online and wondered what he was doing, and it says, and the headline that I read was, Olympic gold medalist takes leap out of faith.
Oh, wow.
And I read that article, and I could not believe what I was reading.
That must have been a gut hit for you.
Oh, very much so. Yeah. Very much so. Yep. And so what I did was I started looking into why that happened, and then that just led me down the rabbit hole and seeing that he was the tip of the iceberg and that there are thousands of people who have posted their deconversion stories on the Internet. And at the time, I was beginning my graduate studies at Biola and decided that that's what I would focus on for my dissertation.
Wow. And so did you, as you are doing the research, are you discovering a consistent thread for deconversion?
Yeah, there's a handful of things. The first would be that a lot of folks who tend to leave the faith come out of a particular kind of a context. They would come out of, the majority of them, a very rules-based approach to faith. Sometimes we would call it legalism.
Yes, right.
That it's very much you relate to God and other people by way of keeping the rules, and And for many people, there are many rules that have to do with not just some really biblical things like, you know, don't get drunk and avoid sexual immorality, but things such as don't play cards or don't dance, don't go to a movie theater, don't drink any alcohol whatsoever. And these start to build up over time. These environments are often negative and judgmental, looking at everyone outside of their group as certainly if they're in the world as evil, and if they do claim to be Christians, if they're not part of their particular brand of Christianity, then there's a little bit of a sideways look to those folks as well, and some anti-intellectualism along with that. Not a lot of grounding in the reasons why we would believe, but an understanding of faith that says don't ask any questions, because faith just means believing and trusting without having good reasons. Because if you have reasons, then of course it's not faith in that perspective. So that would be the beginning of the issue.
Does this kind of remind you of Solomon? Like, and nothing new under the sun. This is the book of Ecclesiastes. You know, this anti-intellectualism that's taking place. You know, and I was sharing with somebody earlier, John, that, you know, we were warned. We were warned that we would come to that day where we would be seekers of knowledge, but we wouldn't find it. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, you're like chasing this carrot, this idea that you should have knowledge and intellect, but you wouldn't have it. And the key component that happens, according to the Word of God, is the abandonment of God. If you abandon God in truth, you really, you know, it's ironic. You say you want to be smart, you want to be intellectual, but you cast out the very source of truth and intellect. It's human irony at its best, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I think that's the right word. I think irony is the word. You know, if you read...
I'll tell you what. We got to go to break. Let's pick it up.
Sure.
We'll talk more with John Marriott after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, welcome back. Fresh and independent, you know. Yeah, it's okay. Henri, too. That's what my mother used to say. But she loved me. Bless her heart. Oh, gosh, I miss her. And she's so sweet. My parents were just so exceptional. And, you know, and when I see other dynamics in families where children are having challenges with their parents, it's a mystery to me, only because I was so spoiled because I had such great parents. My dad was a World War II vet. My mother raised ten kids, because we need to add another one in there, because one of my sister's sons became, indoctrinated into the family, had no choice. My mother brought him in, and she raised him for many years as well. So oftentimes we'll talk about 10 kids in the family, not 9. But, you know, such is the life for two hardworking people that just set an incredible example, you know, for their children, and left an incredible legacy. Hey, we're talking with John Marriott. Our conversation continues with him, his new book, The Anatomy of Deconversion. He's the director of the Biola University Centers for Intercultural Studies, located in Switzerland, Thailand, and Los Angeles. John, before the break, I set you up, and I said, as soon as we come back, let's pick it up. So I want you to unfold your point that you were in mid-swing of.
Yes, thanks. You were mentioning that it's ironic that we're part of a culture that thinks that we're very intelligent and very smart, and certainly we are very technologically advanced. But when we reject God and He's not part of He's not the foundation of our intellectual system, we do end up becoming unwise and foolish, and even unable to discern what is clearly good and clearly evil. In Romans chapter 1. There's this long indictment that Paul gives of people who have very good reason to believe in God from the created world around them, but they exchanged that for a lie. And,
exactly.
And Paul says, professing themselves wise, they became as fools. And he goes through his argument about why God is now justified in pouring out his wrath and his anger on such people, except the wrath and the anger that he pours out is not so much an active wrath,
yes,
as it is a passive wrath, where he gives people over to that which they want. And by the time Romans chapter 1 it comes to its conclusion, the final judgment that God passes on people who have decided that they want nothing to do with him is that he gives them over to what he calls a debased mind. And the word there for debased mind means a vain, useless mind that is unable to discern between good and evil, right and wrong. And I think that, even though it wasn't written specifically about our period of history, I think there are some analogies there between the rejection that we have of God. As we're very practically atheists when it comes to how our country functions, how most of us function on a daily basis. And you see that many of us would say that now we're at a place in our culture where we really are unable to discern between what is good and what is bad, and to the point where we are actively advocating for things that should be clearly wrong.
Without a doubt. Well, we are warned in the book of Isaiah of that, right? I love that small word, woe. You know, it's like out of nowhere we get woe. Woe, mm-hmm. You know, and it strikes the very depths of my soul when I say woe. When you have that period of time where evil is called good, good is called evil, and you look at America today and our culture today, and John, we're there, aren't we?
Yeah, I certainly think so. It's hard not to read the headlines and somewhat be dumbfounded by some of the things that that our culture is, like you say, calling good evil and evil good.
And we've exchanged the truth for a lie. And this is what the proponents of this current woke culture wants us to continue to do. And we've seen in history what happens when you give up the truth for a lie. In the wake is the devastation of nations, countries, millions of people murdered, all in the name of this new, we call it woke, this woke culture. But every one of these nations had their elements of wokeism that they embraced, and they used that as a sledgehammer to beat down anybody that would raise their head against this new God. Because at our very core, you know, human beings are designed to worship. We're going to worship something, but are we going to worship the real or the illegitimate?
Yes, and you can imagine being a young person growing up in a culture that is you're constantly swimming in this stream, and it's molding you and it's shaping you really on a gut level, not so much on an intellectual level, but it's shaping you at a gut level, mm-hmm. as to what you feel is right and what you feel is wrong. And then I think that the gut really informs the thinking in our head. And when our values are shaped in a particular way, especially if they're shaped in a way that is antithetical to the values of the Bible, then what ends up happening is it becomes really challenging and hard for a young person to say, you know, I really believe that the Bible is true. And but there are things in the Bible that don't really line up with, as you say, a woke culture.
Right.
And it becomes very hard because woke culture is based on themes like equity, equality, justice, fairness, things that everybody wants, but defined in ways that are hard to sometimes square with perhaps what the Bible teaches on certain topics. And of course, if that's the world that you're living in, if that's the high school you're going to or the college that you're attending, that can wear on you and over time can really do a number on your faith and whether or not you think that it's true.
Yeah, but who has the power and the capacity to deliver equity? Who does? And if you think and you're going to abandon that and think that the source of said equity and power is the state or another fallen human, boy, you're in trouble. Because clearly, and this is something that God has brought me back to here recently, John, is that, you know, because I found myself rather frustrated about certain things in the orbits of my life. And God asked me, so who are you trusting? And what it came down to is I was trusting people. I'm not supposed to trust people. The Word of God is clear. I'm to trust Him. And you can't imagine, John, what that did for me. Boy, I felt like some 800,000-pound gorilla just got off of me. That, you know, it was so liberating to realize, you know, first of all, God, you're right. I'm sorry. I've messed up. I am trusting all the wrong things. And now most every day I remind myself of who I am trusting. And that brings me a lot of peace and resolve to stay the course in the midst of, as you say, these cultural pressures. I mean, for me, I'm a little bit older. I mean, I've lived a little bit more life. I'm not going through the pressures of some of these young kids at Biola, for example. And especially, you know, those that have been sanctified and chosen by God to make a difference. My goodness, is the evil one going to come and sift you like he sifted Peter, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think, you know, one of the things that you mentioned there is that you say, you know, you're a little bit of an older guy who's well-grounded in the faith and has thought it through really well. A lot of the folks who end up walking away from the faith, some of them, their stories are really challenging. There are people who have been for their lives committed both intellectually to the faith and practically serving in church and holding various positions. And for those people, when they walk away, that becomes a much more challenging experience to try and wrap our head around. But a lot of what we see in abandoning the faith in our culture, because I think your point is well taken, that in the majority world, Christianity is actually thriving, which is why we subtitled the book, not in a world abandoning Christianity, but in a culture abandoning Christianity. I think for a lot of those people, what we see is Christian Smith, the sociologist, wrote a book a few years ago called, and in it he coined the term therapeutic moral deism, and that was his term for young people who identified as Christians, but were very shallow in their understanding of God and who He was, had caricature versions of many biblical doctrines and of God and of the Bible, and their understanding went no further than thinking that God wants them to have a generally happy life.
Exactly.
And that He is a sort of a nondescript being.
John Marriott, we got to leave it there. We're out of time. Thank you.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call Pet Joy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Washington wrestles with the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act, Representative Claudia Tenney, the Republican from New York, tells Fox News the Democrats' plan is better for lawyers than Americans that need the policing the most.
We actually need better policing in many cases, but we also need the police to do the jobs that they're tasked to do as law enforcement. And often when you have bureaucrats and government officials and legislators like in Congress trying to interfere with the ability of police to do their job.
The George Floyd Justice and Policing Act of 2021 is a civil rights and police reform bill. President Biden pledges to cut U.S. greenhouse gas emissions in half by 2030 at a virtual summit he hosted with 40-plus world leaders Thursday. But Representative Kathy McMorris-Rogers, the Republican from Washington and the top Republican on the House Energy and Commerce Committee, said the United States is already leading the world in reducing emissions. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I don't know about you, but I see a growing number of men especially, and I congratulate the men of courage who are starting to stand up for their marriage and families. I mean, we have been pulverized. We've been under attack like in any war. You know, we must know who our enemy is and engage a battle plan that our commander-in-chief is directing. And I want to bring on Jeff Kemp here. He's the former NFL QB and ministry leader to talk about this because his heart is about families. It's about marriages. And Jeff, I got to tell you, more men that I'm talking with are just fed up with what's happening in their marriages and their families. And, you know, yes, it's very dynamic, very complex. We can go back to, you know, what Jesus told the Jews during his time, you know, why there was problems in marriages and why divorces occurred because of the hardness of their hearts. I know some people right. read that and they think, it was because of the hard hearts of the women. Well, no, it's the hard hearts of both of us, men and women. And, you know, and it's like, okay, are you satisfied that over 50% of the marriages are ending up like wreckage on the side of the freeway? And along with that wreckage, we see our kids and their future entangled in that mess of human carnage. And I tell you, men are getting fed up with this. And I'm saying, well, look, you have got to stand up and fight for those things that are right and good. But you got to listen to your commander in chief and what he's saying, right?
Exactly. And in fact, right now on this sensitive, painful, serious topic, which is really a war, there's a war going mm-hmm. on between God, who's good and loving and invented marriage and family, and his enemy, who is pride and independence and negativity and evil and division. Deception. So I want to pray. I think that's where a man who's fed up needs to start, on his knees. Father, Bill and I ask you, the perfect Father, to give us wisdom as we talk about this topic and to give every single person listening, man and woman, young man and young woman, married and unmarried, your insight, your wisdom, your love, your truth, your help to soften our hearts, heal relationships, and bring about answers to what families need, what marriages need, and what we all need. Because marriage is good for everybody, whether they are married or not. It protects and loves and raises and launches children, civilizes and stabilizes society. God help us. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So, Bill,
yeah, when you, go ahead.
You mentioned there's kind of a battle going on, and the heat has turned up in our society so greatly with the high divorce rates, the high rates of not marrying at all, but still having kids who don't get the benefit of stability of mom and dad. And then kind of the whacked out messages of a culture that says, use sex like a sport wherever you want, in any way you want, and don't worry about any consequences. Meanwhile, the consequences are creating depression and disease and havoc and division. They're abusing children. There's rape of women. There's rape of men. There's little boys being abused, little girls being abused. There's addictions to pornography. The counterfeits are enslaving us. And the breakdown of the family, some men, you know, who might have lost a job or something or couldn't work, you know, on the road like they used to during COVID have come home and said, oh, my gosh, I've been ignoring this treasure, this priority, this wife, these kids. We need to have dinner together. We need to talk together. We need to play in the backyard. We need to play games. I need to read the Bible to these people. I need to get them some spiritual input. And I'm going to have to change, and I need God's help to do it.
No. And you're exactly right, Jeff. It does start with the leader of the family, which is the man, to be able to see the problem. And the Bible says, without a vision, the people will perish. And also another reading is they cast off restraint. And this is what's happening. Mm-hmm. When you cast off restraint, you take morality out. You're like an untethered balloon that was once anchored in God's morality and God's laws. And now you're just like this hot air balloon that's losing air, just going pell-mell all over the place. And this is what's happening to families. And men, to your point, they're coming back and they're seeing this and going, oh, my God, what have I done? What have I done? And I say, I look, awesome, awesome that you're seeing that. And now what are you going to do?
Yeah, the Proverbs say, do not let love and truth leave you.
Mm-hmm.
Bind them around your neck, on your head. Hold on to love and truth. Well, remember what the Bible said about Jesus? Jesus, the Word of God, came and he was fully grace and truth, completely love and completely truth. The only way we cannot lose love and truth and the fullness and constant experience of both of those is by humbling ourselves, saying, I can't do it on my own. God, you're the perfect creator. You're the father that I really need. I'm going to run to you. Then you get love and truth. And when you get love and truth, it softens your heart and you see your faults more so than your wife's or your husband's. And you stop being a consumer who's waiting for the world and other people to make you happy, and you say, God is enough to fill my tank. I now am meant to love others. When it's tough and takes courage, day in, day out, that's how we have soft hearts and how we live out what marriage was meant to be, what manhood was meant to be, what womanhood and motherhood and fatherhood were meant to be. And you said it, that without God's vision, this is the full translation. Without God's vision, the people fall out of relationship and they cast off restraint and they end up damaging themselves and they create death. That's why it says, without vision, the people perish. Well, it's God's vision. Well, what is a relationship with God? What is humility, the path that gets there? What is receiving Christ as Savior? What is eternal life, not just 60 or 80 year life? What is marriage? It's a picture of Christ's love for the church, unconditional, lifelong, agape love. How important is it? It's a mystery that Paul went overboard to say, this is so important. And Jesus said, you were never meant to divorce. That was a concession that was made because of the hardness of your hearts. You men and you women that don't want to stick with love and truth because you want to run your show your own way.
Mm.
So thank you for for the show today and reminding us that if we humble ourselves, we'll get the courage and the love of God, and then we can start to put marriage first again. Love our wife, not sleep with our girlfriend, not run around using women as a toy, not use sex and pornography as a temporary medication to satisfy a deeper need that it'll never satisfy. It'll just screw you up.
Exactly. Yeah, without a doubt. And again, I want to encourage everyone that's hearing this message is that this is a process. You know, Jeff and I are talking about it in terms of this is what God's ideal is. This is the vision that God has for families, for marriages, you know, for you. He says, I know the plans I have for you, not to do you harm, but to give you a future and a hope. And what's happening in some marriages, they've lost that perspective, Jeff, where there's no hope, there's no future. Just get me out of here. Get me to the divorce attorney. But look at, if you can trust God, because God says, trust me. You know, we can't trust one another. We're all fallen. We're all humanoids, and we make mistakes. But God is consistent, same yesterday, today, and forever. You've heard Jeff and I talk about this before. We can count on God. Trust in God. And turn it over to him and take one step. When I talk about our commander-in-chief, I'm talking about the Lord of Heaven's army who will come in and engage the battle for you. He says, look, at the battle's mine. You don't have to deal with this. Let me deal with the battle. I've got all the heavenly army powerful forces, you know, to act on your behalf. Trust me, and I'll take care of it.
God,
but understand, it's a process, right? Go ahead.
He raised Lazarus from the dead, Jesus did. And God raised Jesus from the dead. If he can do that, he can heal your broken marriage, your separated marriage, your tragic, abusive past, the disconnection between your son or your daughter and you.
Yes.
But we do empathize with you. You don't turn around to get perfect right away. You're not supposed to feel rotten because there is an ideal. Just turn to God and let him do the miracle. Let him do the work.
Amen.
Be faithful to him and let him.
Got to leave it there, Jeff Kemp.
Step to healing.
Thank you, buddy.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Minutes before the top of the hour, it is time for Sam's Corner. Yes, when you go to BillMartinezShow.com, look for Sam's Corner. We've got all these great stories, these viral videos that take off, and Sam is always faithful to come on the show most weeks, at least 50, if not 51 out of 52. No matter what, I mean, you know, come hell or high water. I mean, she's here. God bless her to give us a report on these viral videos that have taken off. Hey, Sam, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning, Bill?
Doing terrific. Weather okay there? We're all right?
Perfect. It's sunny and it's a little bit cool, actually. You would think Virginia, when it's almost May, you would think it'd be kind of warm, but it's just in the 40s here. It's pretty cold outside.
How cool is that? That's right. I keep forgetting that you moved up to Virginia. I still had you in North Carolina. And maybe you were never in North Carolina. I don't know.
I was. No, you're right.
Yes.
You're right.
Yes. So that's the deal. See, it's hard to keep up with you two. You know, you guys are still on, you're on a perennial honeymoon, you know, so that's great. I love it. You know, it encourages all. Hey, let's talk about, this is such a sweet story. You imagine, you got a lost 2-year-old, and people are looking for her all over, and a state trooper happens to find this 2-year-old on a New York mountain, and he says she just wouldn't let go. She hugged me immediately and just hung on, right?
That's right. So New York State Trooper, his name's Brian Hotchkiss. He's the one who found her. She's a missing two-year-old little girl. And, you know, anytime a child goes missing, it's scary, but especially a child as young as 2 years old, and she's missing in the mountains, which is, it happens to be right behind her house, which is where she went missing from. You know, there's a mountains in her backyard, and it's not just mountains. There's streams and all kinds of things that even if she doesn't, if there's nothing malicious going on, she can get hurt. So they know.
You got wildlife, you got the terrain, you got all kinds of, you know, dangers that could be out there. And for a 2-year-old that doesn't know better, my goodness,
right? Oh, my gosh. Yeah. And so Brian knows it's just a matter of time, and he needs to find her. And when she went missing, she was wearing a little pink dress. Or a little pink shirt. And so Brian's looking, he's scanning, he goes up the mountain, he's walking up there for like an hour and just like thinking, oh, man, we need to find this little girl. You know, I don't want this to be a bad outcome. And when he first reaches the top, the first thing he sees is like the gray and brown trees, and then he sees a little pink dot, and he knew that she was wearing the pink, like I said, and he follows the stream, he locates the little girl, she's lying on her stomach on a rock, and he ran over and he saw her move her arm. And that's when he realized that she's alive. And he said, because his heart just drops. You know, she's just laying there. You know, if he had just been 20 or 30 minutes later, it could have been a whole different and tragic story. But thankfully, Brian got there in the nick of time. And I know she'll probably always remember him. And he'll probably be like some angel in her memory of a tear. You know,
well, I bet. Well, I bet the parents especially
My goodness. I mean, I would have been a basket case. Are you kidding me?
Oh, man. Oh, wow. I feel panicky. Even, you know, I know the story is going to turn out well. I've read the headline, I know. But even when you're reading the story yourself, you still kind of feel a sense of your heart dropping, thinking about how close this little girl came to having a totally different outcome, and how quickly kids can get away. You know, there was just a moment for her parents look away, and she just takes off. Nobody takes her. She just takes off, and it can just be really dangerous.
You see, this is the kind of story, you know, that we need to hear about law enforcement and the heart of a state trooper, which represents the hearts of a lot of people. That's why they go into law enforcement, is to serve. I mean, they just have this incredible heart and DNA to serve the people. And for him to have this sense of urgency about a child that's not his child. It's someone else's child. I got to tell you, if I was the family, I'd make sure that state trooper was with us from now until Jesus came back at least Thanksgiving dinner. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he'd have a special chair, because this is the kind of man and character that you want to associate with. That somebody who would have that kind of passion to go look for some other family's child like this and not give up. You know, God bless him. And we're thankful for this state trooper and others like him in law enforcement that have that kind of heart. We're really blessed in this country to have people like that. In this next story, you've got identical twins who were separated at birth. I can't even imagine this, but they don't know. But, you know, but they're reunited 36 years later. Tell us about this story.
So Molly Senior was adopted. She was adopted from South Korea, and she grew up. She was adopted by a wonderful American family. She was raised, and, you know, she had a really wonderful, happy life. But, you know, she just kind of felt this urge, like something like just inside of her, but like curious about her, you know, her biological family. Not that her adoptive family wasn't wonderful and everything she could have dreamed of, but she just felt this connection, and she felt like there was something that she needed to know. So she finally decides to take a DNA test that when she's 35 years old. And so she takes a DNA test, and she gets the results back, and it says, well, we think this person's your daughter. You share 49.96% DNA. So it's like, I've never had a daughter. I know that I've never given birth. I haven't had a child. Well, it turns this is very confusing to me.
That's right, exactly.
It's so bizarre. It turns out Emily Bushnell is her identical twin sister, and Emily's daughter had been the one that was encouraging Emily to, around the same time that this is happening, Emily's daughter is saying, Mom, you know, you should get a DNA test. And Emily's like, no, you know, Emily, because she knew her mom was adopted from South Korea. Emily's like, no,
right,
but you can do the DNA test. I'll let you do it. Well, it turns out Emily is Molly's twin sister, identical twin sister. They never knew about each other. Adopted.
So here it is. The daughter is the one whose DNA is in the database, and that's why it triggers that she has a daughter. I don't have a daughter, whole deal. And little did she know that was the link to her identical twin sister, right?
That's right. And so they end up deciding to meet up for this.
Oh.
Isn't that amazing?
Oh. Wow.
And I just feel like, you know, there was just something, and it was happening around the same time that the Emily's daughter and Molly were both just feeling this urge, like, to get the DNA test. So if they kind of hadn't done it sooner, if they hadn't paid attention to the results, we don't know how much longer it would have been. But they were able to end up meeting for the first time on their 36th birthday, which I can't imagine a better birthday.
Wow. Can you imagine, I mean, how they must have felt, you know, psychologically, all these things and questions that, you know, wake you up in the middle of the night thinking, okay, something's missing. There's another, and here it is, 36 years later, she's getting the truth. Both of them and their family, how far away were they living?
Let's see. So, I'm sorry, I wasn't sure. So Emily grew up in Florida, and the other one grew up in Philadelphia.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Molly grew up in Florida, and then Emily grew up in Philadelphia. So they were, they both ended up in America, which is great, and on the East Coast, but really had no way of ever bumping into each other necessarily. And I mean, I just can't. And when you see them, I mean, it's so obvious they're identical. And even like,
yes, right.
in cases, they look back at their prom pictures, and they had very similar. They both had like beaded dresses that were strapless.
Amazing,
kind of
yes.
hairstyle.
Wow, wow.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah. That's the thing. That's the thing about twins. They are unique, no doubt about it. This next story is about a Texas homeless man who gets a job and a fresh start after a stranger's act of kindness. What happened?
That's right. So a few months ago, Kenneth Smith, he was outside on a chair outside by Fort Worth Outback Steakhouse, and he was hungry and half asleep, and a woman decided to go up to him and see if he's okay. And, you know, I'm glad that he answered differently, because I think our tendency is to say, yeah, I'm fine no matter what. But he just decides, you know, he's like, no, I'm not okay this time. And so the lady decides to buy him a $100 gift card. And while sitting in the booth, he's sitting there eating from this woman's gift card. And he meets the restaurant's managing partner. Her name's Laura Hodges. And Laura's just like, you know, she starts talking to him. And she's like, I never want you to want for food or go hungry again. So I want you to know you always have somewhere that you come get a warm meal. Here's my business card. And come by anytime. And so she ends up hiring this guy to bus tables at the restaurant. And she's like, you know, we want to find him a place to stay, too. So Fort Worth Foodies Facebook page, she goes on there looking for a good deal. And she ends up finding a bunch of people who decide to pay for his hotel for the next 6 weeks. And they donate $2,200 of bike, clothes, kitchen items, and groceries. And,
what a blessing.
You know, and it's all because of this one woman who decides to stop and take a moment outside of this Outback steakhouse. And he said he just wants to find her and, you know, tell her thank you and let her know how it changed everything for him. And I really, you know, he hopes to own his own food business one day. And you just hope, sometimes it just takes that small moment of considering somebody and showing
just
them humanity.
Exactly, that somebody cares. Sam, this final story we'll get to, and like I say, there's so many great stories, and that's why you have to go to Sam's Corner at BillMartinezShow.com, and you get caught up and just have your heart refreshed, renewed, and lifted. Your spirits will be lifted when you read some of these stories. This final one, we got about 50 seconds left. Freddie Freeman surprises a young Phillies fan after an act of kindness caught on video. What was this?
Okay, so this is actually Freddie Freeman surprised him. He's from the Atlanta Braves, for those who don't know, and he signed a baseball. He saw this fan's act of kindness during the series opening loss to the Braves on Friday night. He saw the young fan just inches away from a two-home run. The ball fell down and into the bullpen instead, and after a few attempts to get it, he finally caught up with the ball. The best part was yet to come. The video shows that Phillies fan giving the ball to a young Braves fan. So instead of keeping it for himself, he gives it away. And Freddie Freeman notices this, and he decides to give him a moment to remember
cool.
for the rest of his life.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase.